This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mark's coming up in the next segment. He's got a very interesting point I see on screen about the African Hajj pilgrimage coming up. That's why Saudi Arabia and others have banned these flights, is they've already had Ebola cases get into their country. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. And the timing of all this, we played the clip a few weeks ago. I should probably play it again. Our own government messing with monkeys and Ebola created an airborne strain back in 1989. And then later they declassified it and they did a special piece on Nova about it. I mean, this isn't a game. This is not a game. I had three family members die in the last 12 months of mystery airborne lung illnesses. And now Obama signs executive orders about martial law and detaining anybody with a respiratory illness 2 months ago. Guys, you print me that article. I keep forgetting the exact number of it. It's just headline, Obama signs executive order on airborne illness. Obama signs executive order on respiratory illness, on quarantining. And before it said specifically stuff that was bad. Now it's just period. It's all about a power grab. And it doesn't even mean it's going to happen this time. There it is. Obama signs executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illnesses. Amendment comes in wake of Ebola scare. August 1st, so over a month ago. That's 2 months ago. 2 months and 4 days ago. Let's go back to Julio. Julio, go ahead and give us your take on what you think's going on.
I think it's completely orchestrated. It may not happen widespread right away, but again, if you go back and look at all these political actors, including Kasim Reed, it's not a coincidence that these, like Bilderberg, would talk about something like this. And you mentioned that executive order. You know, I work in radio here in Wyoming. I'm originally from Chicago. And I spoke to one of the sales directors, and he told me from a source he has inside the military, he and I joked, and he talked about FEMA camps. And I told him, hey, you sounded like one of those conspiracy theorists. Like he tells me that, here in Wyoming, that they have military facilities, these concentration camps. So in the future, maybe not now, but in the coming years, we are going to see this continuity of government agenda continue to roll out. And they're going to use these crises as a way to, as an excuse to bring people into sports stadiums or old military facilities. And one last thing, Alex, again, Rick Perry, you're in Texas. People need to put his feet to the fire to stop this because, again, his appearance at Bilderberg in 2007 in Istanbul, Turkey, is a clear example that he will not think about Texas first. He will think about the elitists because he's blackmailed. They have him, and there's no way he's going to do anything for Texas if people don't put his feet to the fire.
He'll put out a lot of rhetoric about shooting coyotes and having guns, but why isn't he calling for Obama to shut down these flights? And why is the CDC allowed to say, oh, we couldn't get medical care to Africa, when those are U.S. military flights going in? No one said cease all the flights. They said passenger flights.
Absolutely, Alex. And again, CDC is based in Atlanta. So this is totally orchestrated. And we need to look at State Department groups, along with Bill and the Melinda Gates Foundation, going to Africa and all those vaccines and the GMO foods they've given the African people. This is a genetically modified society. We're in it right now, Alex, and they're going to roll this out more and more incrementally.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, Julio. By the way, we're going to open the phones up again to get even more people lined up. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're going to come back and go to Mark. I'm just going top to bottom here, oldest and newest calls. Mark, Karen, Jason, Monique, SA Insider, Spiro, and others. It's all coming up straight ahead. on this worldwide Sunday edition. This Ebola thing, as I've said, is a Rosetta Stone. It just gives you a bird's eye view into how these globalists operate. It's incredible.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
It certainly is.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now into the second hour of the live Sunday edition, back weekdays live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, where to begin here? If you just joined us, Ebola patient in Dallas fighting for his life, says CDC head. MSNBC says Ebola's worse because of the Second Amendment. You cannot make this up. It's up on InfoWars.com. Back in August, we wrote about Obama signs executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illness. He changed an executive order to say that if it was communicable and deadly, they could have a quarantine. Now, this is just saying for any reason, but then they won't quarantine real people that have been exposed to Ebola patients. They won't clean up the vomit off the street, or they do it 6 days later and just have the maid service do it. They won't clean up the hospital equipment. They'll put Ebola patients in regular ward areas in Atlanta, in regular hospitals, not level 4 bioweapon containment facilities. This has never been done before. And it's to train you to accept anything. The question is, why? What are they planning to get out of it? Forced inoculations? Bill and Melinda Gates' new Monsanto Ebola vaccine? I'm not taking it. My grandmother got polio a month after she took the polio vaccine. And so did most of the people she knew that got it. You can actually look into that. That's what's so crazy about this medical system, is it gets away with bloody murder and hides collectively its mistakes, or it's secret testing, or the evil things it's done on purpose. Mark in Oregon, then we'll go to Karen and others. Mark, what's your take on this situation?
Hey, Alex. God bless you and yours, sir. Alex, you've mentioned several times today that this Ebola crisis may be a beta test. I'm sure you realize that in all probability, given the blatant and intentional negligence that is and has occurred here and will continue to occur, that the intention of the evildoers is to, in short order, create a highly lethal global pandemic
That's what Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Dr. Priyanka and just all the rest of them constantly call for, a wonderful airborne super weapon to cleanse the earth of the disease that is humanity, and that we all shouldn't have kids, but Ted Turner can have five. Yes, I absolutely agree with you.
Everything that you're well aware of, Alex, and that you've, through your service and ministry, have made your audience through the years, which has been ever-growing, is aware of. There's a natural progression in the whole history of these people. I won't call them eugenicists. I think they've established their gene pool quite a while back. I would call them genocidalists. And yes, it leads right up into it. The 21-day average incubation period, during which a person will shed the virus to all who come into contact with that person's bodily fluids, which can be indirectly through a counter surface, to a person sneezing, anything a person touches, it can be on the money. They can actually pick up the Ebola virus on the money, and it's a very long-living virus, and it is a highly lethal super virus, whereas...
And they're just totally calm. They're usually, get all your shots for school or you'll all die. Oh, do whatever you take your mercury. Mercury's good for your brain. Government loves you. Obamacare's free. You didn't build your business. World got, families are bad. Men are bad. You know, just... But oh, this is no big deal. Ebola, we're not going to stop any flies. Everything's fine.
Everything is a lie. And when a person learns to see through the illusion which they put up with their propaganda and their mind control in so many various ways, which actually cause a person to believe the broad road of they have control, everything's going to be fine, they'll take care of us, our mommy and our daddy, and it's all been inculcated, but we have many of us who see through it, and I think more of us all the time. But Alex, with the Hajj coming up over in, I believe it's in Arabia.
That's where Mecca is located.
Yes, and all these people from Africa that are not showing symptoms yet, perhaps some that are beginning to on the way, are going to end up. Several millions of people.
With Muslims from all over the world, tens of millions making the Hajj. For folks that don't know what the Hajj is, you might want to explain to them that it's at least once in your life you're supposed to go to Mecca.
It's the most pilgrimage of the religion of Islam that there is, and it's done once a year, if I'm correct.
Well, I mean, they have the Hajj once a year, the big pilgrimage, but you only have to do it once in your life.
Yes, Alex, and I didn't know that. But they are expecting better than 2 million people on the average, perhaps more, perhaps up to 5 million. I'm not sure that
it'll be way more than that, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah, tens of millions make the Hajj every year.
And we have a mixing pool there that is being brewed up, and we already have one here in the United States, which is being brewed up, and it spreads so quickly.
Well, I think if you don't drink Ebola and give it to your children, you're racist. And I just think you're being Ebola-phobic right now. And I think that you should just, did you hear MSNBC, without giving any reason why, just says that the Second Amendment is to blame for this? Did you know that?
Alex, it's so blatant now, it's quite obvious that they feel that they have total control of the situation. They can lie right in our faces. They know, in other words, in their minds, that we can do nothing about it. But if we put out there such a fact as what Norman Mineta testified to at the 9/11 trials on May 22nd, 1990 or 2003, that he was in the bunker when Dick Cheney was running the stand-down orders and running the whole operation of 9/11, and he testified under oath to the 9/11 commission about that.
No, he did, that there was a stand-down of NORAD. You're absolutely right, and the system got away with that, so why not get away with more? Why not openly fund Al-Qaeda and then have a fake war against them when the public finds out about it? Great points, Mark. I'm going to jam in one more call before we go to break. Karen in Arizona, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I have two mentions about the CDC. I had a disagreement with them in 1971. My husband caught polio, and they wanted me to call everybody and let them know. Then Thursday, I called the CDC and asked, I said, we need to shut down the airports and let nobody coming in. And she says, well, all of Africa? I said, yes, all of Africa. And I said, this is an airborne disease. And I do believe they have a talking point, Alex, that when people call...
Well, of course they do. Of course they do. They've now come out and responded and said it's totally wonderful and that having people come here with Ebola stops it. They said 2 plus 2 equals 50. Go yes. ahead.
And like I said, when my husband called polio, they asked, first of all, who is he around? I gave him the information. And then they turned right around and said, well, you're going to have to call all these people.
Sure, but what about now? What about now? Yeah, what's your point about now?
I think the now is that I think, what are they going to roll out? What are they going to give? What vaccine are they?
Oh, we know. Bill Gates says he wants to reduce our population by 90%, and he says he supports death panels. We can play the clips. And he was the main funder of gun control, so no Republican dare attack him because they actually work for him, a lot of them. Again, loyal opposition. He's got a shot for you and your family. How's that sound? Don't you want to take what Bill Gates' dad, who heads up Planned Parenthood? I mean, don't you want to take a shot from someone that openly says he wants you 6 feet under? Doesn't that sound like a good idea?
No, it is not, and I'll tell you one thing. I do believe that this is a precursor for something else to come.
Oh, I agree. We'll be back.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are living in an Outer Limits episode, Twilight Zone, whatever you want to call it. The government is openly training to confiscate our weapons, openly demonizing the founding fathers, openly demonizing families, openly demonizing free market local businesses, all signing us on to trillions upon trillions upon trillions of foreign debt that isn't even ours, bailing out foreign banks. Sending 5,000, it was 3,000, 2,000 more troops into hot zones to do nothing but catch Ebola and bring it back. Don't even clean up people's houses and streets covered in vomit from a Ebola victim. His family not even quarantined for at least 6 days. Allowed to keep going to public school. A false flag, a staged event. Whether they scooped up the Ebola or not. And by the way, we have that 1990 clip from Nova where they were talking about airborne Ebola spreading in a facility into a whole other area of the building and killing monkeys. And people can argue, well, it's probably roaches or mites in the ventilation. Doesn't matter. That's how it spreads out here. Ebola used to gestate or incubate over 3 or 4 days. Now it's 21, 22. So you can spread it. It's spreading much worse. It is a real pandemic now. In Africa, areas of Africa are collapsing. Other African countries have sealed their borders. Not us. We're known as the schmuck zone or the chump zone, the joke zone. Come here if you have Ebola. We're the place. I mean, they'll have regular army at a high school football game to randomly search everyone to train them to be slaves and to train the military to accept it. And then the border is wide open. It's just all a complete joke. All a complete joke. Our government loads the illegals on the buses at the border, gives them vouchers and ships them wherever they want to go. We broke that a month before the New York Times had to admit it. I'm not bragging. We broke that. My point is the mainstream media is in on this, folks. Where's the mainstream media saying, why won't you quarantine? Why won't you shut the border? Why won't you shut the flights? Because in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. George Orwell. I'm not even as concerned about the Ebola, even though I'm really starting to get concerned, as I am about how government acts so mentally ill. Jason, Monique, Kevin, S.A., Spiro, we're going to all of you. Trudy, Charlie, Tanya, the Indico Kid, Paul, we're going to all of you. Jason in Minnesota, go ahead. All right, going to move along. Jason, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, Alan?
Good, brother.
I just want to say thank you very much. I've been awake for many, many years, many, since way back. You're awesome. Keep spreading the word. I wish I could go down there and join you. About everything you talk about is spot on. People need to wake up. This Ebola thing, you look at the Georgia Guidestones, they put a 2014 block in there, and that's all about depopulation. You got Bill Gates and George Soros who fund the biometric lab in Sierra Leone. Where it outbreaks.
I know.
And these guys are so lackadaisical.
And they're coming out with a vaccine.
It's speaking of vaccines, my mom refused. I was born in 1970. It was toward the end of where they had the shot. She refused. She would not let them inject me with anything. She told me for many, many years, do not trust the government. I grew up that way. I don't have any children of my own because I've been nervous and scared about the whole government, everything that's going on. You've hit the nail on the head with everything. I love you for that. You got Weibos that clank. I mean,
well, please don't thank me, brother, but I appreciate your call. Great points. I don't judge anybody who decides not to have children. I get it, but I'm doubling down. That's why I have three children. I'm going to commit to the future and not just decide it's all lost, but I get your point.
Stand up with the fight. I want to do what I can, and if it's part of your regime to help spread the word, I'm all for it.
All right, well, keep it up, brother. Well, it's not my regime. Thank you. I'm just one guy concerned about what I see globalists doing, and I call them globalists. This guild of criminals and control freaks that manipulate all the good people in private and public society. Most people in government don't even know what's going on. They're like the public. But it's getting so obvious now. Monique in Quebec, Canada. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I think this is a false flag, and I'm sure of that. I tend to believe like Robert David Steele when he was on your show on September 18th. He said that the next big false flag will be a simulated Ebola attack. But in fact,
you know what's funny? I forgot that Robert David Steele, who's a well-known CIA field commander, in actual operations, not sitting around in an office feeling powerful, he actually said, didn't he say he thought they'd do a simulated bio attack on air?
Right. And he said that they would use instead biochemical weapons that will dissipate and pretend it is Ebola. And I think even in Africa...
I know, I just forget how much devastating predictions we have here. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and even in Africa, I think it will dissipate, but they're letting them die for now to scare us. And the reason why they're doing this is because in the U.S., the economy will crash soon, and they don't want any chaos in the street. So they will take your guns, they will do everything, put you in FEMA camps and everything like that. And that's why they're doing it. Don't believe it. Of course, some people will die in the U.S., but it will be because of the biochemical weapons that will dissipate. And that's why they're not worried to send troops.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like they give all the kids these shots in August, and now the mystery illness starts killing kids everywhere, and they're all vaccinated kids that are dead or dying with this respiratory illness. It's so obvious. And I forgot that one of my big Pentagon sources said, get Steele on. If you really want to know what's going on, that was Colonel Schaefer, who ran the project to kill bin Laden and was blocked twice from doing it. Super high level, super connections. Just briefed Congress secretly the day he was on 3-4 weeks ago. He says get Steele on. Steele comes on like 3 days later. What do you get him back on this week? ASAP. And says, I believe they're going to have an airborne simulated Ebola release that'll really be a simulant that'll kill or sicken people to create hysteria. And I think he was basically, see, a lot of times those guys won't tell you what they know because obviously then that'll let people know where the source came from, their source. They'll just say, oh, I think this is going to happen. And that is, yeah, what day was he on again, ma'am?
He was there on September 18th. And I want to tell you something else. You know what? It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you because people will be afraid to buy your LP products. Because they'll say, oh, my God, it's coming from Texas, and Texas is alleged Ebola, and they'll be afraid, but the packing, the shipping, the...
Oh, that's another thing. The fact that they've chosen Texas, and clearly they've allowed this to happen, so bare minimum they're behind it, just from there. Open borders, shutting down our power plants, mainly Texas plants, having Ebola set up here, not sending aid during wildfires. It's because the state is not blue. And it's not a Republican-Democrat issue with me, but it is with the establishment. Really great points, ma'am. Thank you so much. Spiro, you're up next.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN radio network.
Reflecting on my past life. Because it doesn't have much time. Because at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole. The sands of time for the Republic. I'll make another general prediction. In this age of created destabilization, created crisis. In the Cloward and Piven program to implode this republic, to destroy Western civilization, to destroy the idea of human liberty and free will and individualism. We have only begun to see the string of plagues the globalists are going to release or open the door for. Economic plagues, spiritual plagues, biological plagues, war. I want to go back to your phone calls and just race through them. Spiro, Trudy, Charlie, Tanya, Indico, Paul, Kevin, we're going to get to all of you. The good news is people in the system are more awake now than people outside the system. The most awake people now are in government or in the big, powerful corporations because they're somewhat decompartmentalized compared to the public. And so, you know, the last 5-6 years is when I've begun to figure this out because it was the process of that unfolding. It wasn't always so, but now it is so. So there's a lot of good things happening as well. I don't want to be overly negative here, but we have to admit how dire our straits are if we have a chance to turn this around. I mean, they're going to bring Ebola in here, let it spread on purpose, turn off all the default settings, and then try to make us take an Ebola vaccine they're pushing now? That's on the horizon? No. No. It's too obvious. And while we're busy looking at Ebola, the real issue are these different respiratory viruses that are wiping people out all over the place. That's why I said in December right through January when I lost 3 family members, 2 of them that were healthy, to the same mystery respiratory illness that ate their lungs and killed them, my uncle, my cousin, and my great uncle, that I couldn't get rid of it for over a month, even with antibiotics. I personally drank a couple of bottles of foil silver, and I think that's what finally knocks it out. Got a lot of sun, you name it. My dad has never been sick for 2 months. He was sick for 2 months. The hospitals were overflowing all over Texas, all over the country, but no news media national. Only local news articles. Mystery health, mystery respiratory illness hits Houston. Mystery health illness hits Tyler, Texas. Mystery illness hits Dallas. I mean, it was bad. Mystery illness hits Kansas City. It hit the Midwest and Texas really bad. And my gut told me, man, whether this is real or manufactured, these superbugs, these viruses and bacteria are getting stronger. And of course, that's admitted. And I said, I got to get myself ready. What I do is I'm getting more sun, drinking purified water, trying to exercise more, trying to get right with God, trying to eat organic, trying to get my sleep. And I'm taking colloidal silver, the highest pure quality. I am taking Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. I'm taking the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine that is known. You can read all the nutraceutical details at InfoWarsLife.com, but it's known to get your glands going and to block a lot of the toxic garbage that's out there because you have all these toxic halogens like fluorine and fluoride and bromide and that are being put in our food and water. This goes in and actually blocks that on record in the thyroid, you name it. It's not just about blocking radiation or particular radioactive isotopes. This is an essential element in the body, and Americans and others are chronically deficient. X2, the only deep earth crystal source of this. The rest comes out of seaweed, which is better than nothing. This is proprietary, InfoWarsLife.com. And I personally, for my immune system and my health, the Super Silver, Silver Bullet, which is a super form, well, just go read about it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, available at InfoWarsLife.com. The Survival Shield, X2, Nascent Iodine, True Nascent Iodine, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you try the products, you've heard the rave reviews, people calling in unsolicited. When you try it, we have almost gotten no negative reviews. We've never seen health products, supplement products I've been involved with for a long time have reviews that are 98%, 99%. And those are on third-party sites out there. People have seen it. You've experienced it. You've heard the listeners. Try it. Bare minimum, you're funding our operation. bare minimum, you're helping us run our news division, the news websites, the nightly news, the syndicated radio, the films, the breaking news reports, sending our reporters around the country and the world to bring you hard-hitting info to expose the open border. All the huge national, international stories we break is due to you spreading the word and buying the fine products, the Pro Pure G2 filters that basically cut everything out or bring it down to non-detectable levels. You can get that massively discounted with promo code WATER, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. Each nightly news membership to get the commercial-free podcast, to see the show live, special reports, decades of material and information in HD, PrisonPlanet.tv, one membership's $5.95 a month. 11 people can use it. Nobody can beat that. It only pays for the bandwidth. So I want to thank you if you are a member, or encourage you if you're not a member to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Because we are funded by we the people, by you. Free market, free association, not a gun to your head like the IRS taking your money and giving it to NPR, $400+ million a year, or stimulus money taken by the IRS given to MSNBC to give Rachel Maddow a raise. We are funded by free will by you out there. Let's go back to some calls. Spiro in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to bring up a couple points. You're absolutely right about the time that we're living in right now. It's pretty profound, even astrologically and everything, blood moons, everything. They think that there's a window of opportunity and everything is accelerating. The awakening and the technocrats' agenda, everything's accelerating.
Well, exactly. Even if you don't believe in astrology or astrophysics or all the things they mesh together, science and stuff that's pseudoscience is ancient, that the science has come out of, the elites believe in lunar eclipses. They believe in Mars being close to the Earth. They believe in all of this stuff, blood moons. They are obsessed with it and moving on all fronts.
Absolutely. I want to bring up MH17. There was a WHO, I think he was a spokesman for the WHO, Glenn Thomas, along with he was an Ebola expert. He was on MH17 that was diverted right over the Crimea region, right over by the Kiev Tower, and shot down. So these globalists, they have multifaceted attacks that it's not one bird, two stone, or, you know, one stone, two birds. They get to take out any resistance, any type of doctors that would have the means and the knowledge to fight, and expose what's really happening right now. You know, they were on their way. 100 scientists were on their way.
That's right. It was 100-plus top virologists were on the plane. Would you show the London Guardian headline?
Right. Glenn Thomas was one of them. He was apparently an Ebola expert with the WHO.
Yes.
I also want to bring up the meningitis vaccines that were taking place in West Africa. They apparently coincided right before this Ebola outbreak.
Oh, happened. Of course. I mean, it's even in Bloomberg that it was the bird flu vaccine that killed a whole bunch of people and started some of the big flu outbreaks 5 years ago. I mean, that's the thing, is this all ends up even being in mainstream news. It's not like that's our opinion, but the public is just not paying attention. They're like, hey, is it on SportsCenter? All right, well, it's manly for me to know all the sports scores, Alex. I don't want to know about bird flu, okay? You go over there, Sissy, and you talk about that. I'm going to go over here and act cool right now. I'm going to go tailgate. You know, I'm going to cry if UT loses to Baylor. Boo-hoo. I mean, it doesn't matter, folks. It's all there to distract you. We're losing our freedom because we become a bunch of chumps. Our forebears would look at us today and laugh at us like decadent Romans in the decline of the Roman Empire watching our bread and circus. It's so sick how men will corner you in an elevator and go, what do you think about Dallas Cowboys? I'm sorry, I don't follow that. I'm not manly. I'm not manly like you.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010, 541-229-0010.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About eight different major Ebola vaccines in the pipeline to be ready by next year. Bill and Melinda Gates are leading the pack with Monsanto. And isn't that perfect timing that they're letting Ebola patients in and letting people fly in from Africa? And now the CDC is saying, quote, Dallas Ebola outbreak could widen. Gee, think so? And then whenever people have it, they won't even clean their house or stop their kids going to school. Oh, but when your kid's got a cold, they tell you don't come to school. But, you know, government does it. It's okay. So all I say is roll up your sleeves, take those vaccines. Because remember, the CDC said mercury's good for your child's brain. By the way, people won't believe that. We played it probably 400 times, but just cue up mercury's good for your brain. I'm going to play that in a minute. Again, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I actually have scientists on, and point out it's the most deadly heavy metal to the brain. But here's that CBS News clip.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives and vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
There you go. And, of course, now the authors of those studies have gone public at the CDC saying they were ordered to lie to everyone. Well, I don't need you to tell me it was a fraud. There are literally thousands of previous studies of what mercury does to a brain. Just, I'm done. And they go, well, it's in tuna fish. Yeah, and you pass almost all that out. It's bound. Not injected right into the bloodstream of a newborn baby. Almost everyone with an autistic kid at 18 months, they get the third round. The child stops running. It stops playing. The kid's potty trained. Not anymore. They sit in the corner and they drool. But, oh, the government loves us. I know. I know. And they're going to take care of all your pension funds and all your guns and everything. Don't worry. Good people are running things, everyone. Everything's going to be fine. Just do what you're told. Insider from FEMA Region 6. I'm in former Texas. That's in FEMA Region 6. What former state are you in, Insider?
I'm in former state Tex. I work for the regional agency in formerly known as San Antonio, Texas. One of my duties is public health emergency preparedness planning. The reason I know the Ebola outbreak is being conducted on purpose is it violates all protocols. I used to be involved in the Hurricane Katrina and Rita response of the evacuees. I also was involved in planning for smallpox outbreak in Bexar County. The proper response would be the National Guard would seal off Bexar County. Law enforcement and emergency services would redirect the population to all hospitals, churches, and other government agencies where they would be screened. If they were sick, they would be isolated at a former military base until the sickness had passed or they died. Everyone else would be forcibly vaccinated. There would be no exceptions and no travel in and out of Bexar County. So the fact that they're allowing people to travel into the United States and they are not locking down the city of Dallas tells me this is by design.
Well, yes, sir. I don't need to be an emergency manager like you to know that, because that's always been the default in the United States Department of Homeland Security, Federal Emergency Management Agency, National, you know, program manuals. But people do tend to listen to experts. We'd love to get your perspective on this. What are your colleagues saying? It's always been default protocol. Don't let people with Ebola fly in. It's always been quarantine countries that have a major outbreak. That's what everybody else has done. It's always been don't bring Ebola patients into the U.S. Treat them in third-party countries or on ships. Why do you think the defaults have been brought off, and what are your colleagues saying?
My colleagues are saying that the travel should have been ceased, that the outbreak should have been contained in Africa, through the military, through the United Nations, and whatever other agencies would help contain it. The fact that it's being allowed to travel to the United States is insane. The fact that the emergency operations have not been activated is insane. And this is on purpose and by design.
And I feel guilty every minute that I'm not up here freaking out more. I mean, I don't know what we do, though, when we have a criminal federal government that just, whatever's evil, you can guess they're going to do it. How are they going to get away with it when this starts, God forbid, spreading everywhere? How will they get away with opening it up to do this? I just don't understand it.
There are many competent people in the CDC, the military, and emergency management offices that need to blow the whistle. They're being ordered to stand down from the top.
Clearly, Rick Perry would score a billion political points and do the right thing if he'd have come out last Wednesday at that press conference, 2 days after it was announced, the day after it was announced, and said, ladies and gentlemen, the president needs to cease flights or at least put heavy screening in on West African flights inbound to the United States. None of that's done. Bobby Jindal finally yesterday came out, and on Friday came out, and said exactly what I've been saying. Why is he the only one saying the default common sense thing?
I think there's a large amount of corruption. I think a large amount of government officials are either being blackmailed or are part of the system. They need to wake up.
I hear you. And I guess the American people have green-lighted the establishment doing over-the-top stuff like this because they never get in trouble. They never get in trouble for the bad stuff they do. And I'm fed up. I mean, nobody in my family better get this. Because I have just, and all these kids getting sick and dying if they got vaccinated with these mystery respiratory illnesses. I mean, I have had enough. And the establishment needs to know, we know who to blame here. Bare minimum, they stood down on purpose. It's incredible. Thank you for the call. So evil. So crazy. So out of control. Why? 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 Well, because we got a bunch of exterminists, genocidalists, eugenicists that run things. I mean, that's who they are. That's their club. Remember the ABC News headline 5 years ago? Super rich meet in secret to discuss how to reduce population. Bill and Melinda Gates, Ted Turner, Prince Charles, all of them. And they all got a bunch of kids and like have the biggest footprint you can imagine. They're a bunch of greedy elitists that think we're a bunch of dumb scum that deserve to die. And you know what? We act like dumb scum. They announce what they're going to do everywhere, and then we just say, oh, thank you. Let me buy my granny a teacup with the British family on it. I mean, come on, not even British. They're Transylvanian. The Indico kid in Colorado. What former state region is that under FEMA, I wonder? I forget. Is it 7 or 8 or something? Indico kid, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I actually talked to you and Robert Steele the other day. It's kind of funny I'm back on now, but I was going to say my dad is really waking up to this Ebola stuff. He's ahead of all this anti-biological attack stuff, the Air Force Academy. And so the DS men are waking up, but there's a lot of Hitler Youth Brigades within groups like Homeland Security, people my age that are like 22 who, you know, get hired through the litmus test and all that, who would be more than willing to go through with all this. And I think that's an issue, you know, like Homeland Security knocking on your door saying, oh, this is just a quarantine drill. We're going to escort you to your local FEMA facility to just process you, and then you won't be allowed to leave. So I think the drills are really more of an issue. And with California saying they're going to take guns from potential threats, and MSNBC saying what they did.
That's right. They're using this as a smokescreen. They're moving on every front. This is the globalist offensive to take down our liberty, to set the precedent. There'll be more shoes to drop, more balloons to go up. Just we're entering a time of unprecedented insanity right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're entering a time of unprecedented, out-of-control insanity. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll continue to try to be at the very tip of the spear exposing this because I just want to live in a free country. I just want to have a future. And everybody's gullibility and oh, it's a conspiracy theory to question government. Look where it's gotten us. You're supposed to question government. You're supposed to question corporations. You're supposed to not be trustful. You're supposed to be involved. George Washington said government is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. A candle can be real nice. It can also burn your house down. But our house is burning down right now. And all you government people and bureaucrats and corporate people that think you're invincible, you're sitting in this house, too. I know most of you know that. But by the way, I should have had that whistleblower in emergency management. I mean, we already know the default says what he said, but it's just good to have the insider saying it. Any insiders or any, not even whistleblowers, people just want to give their comment as professionals. It's a loaded term, whistleblower. People go, oh, I don't want to get in trouble. No, I mean, the default is you don't do what they're currently doing. It's like putting screen doors on submarines, as I said earlier. Or, you know, building a fire in the middle of your wooden floor at your house. You're not in the fireplace. I mean, this is a no-brainer. It's why, it's like Bobby Jindal said, the governor, he said they are defying logic right now. That's what globalism is defying logic, common sense. So whistleblowers at Infowars.com, show tips at Infowars.com. We've got our writers going through it. Send us your tips. Send us your documents. Send us your own manuals. Because we may have the federal manuals. It's good to see a San Antonio manual, you know, saying what the default is and showing it's not happening. But my gut tells me Ebola is spreading right now in the United States. And they'll probably give Obama a peace prize or something for it. All right. God bless you all. Great job of the crew. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. God willing. All right. God bless.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. visit marchofdimes.org.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.